in general, we can see that the power that our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was granted, you know, the control that he was granted. And to the extent that it is a belief of the Ahl Sunnah that the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has been given authority in every way, for example, in terms of Sharia.
Subhanallah.
Something which is impermissible for everybody. If he wants, he can make it permissible for one particular person or for whomsoever he wants.
So something which is not permissible, he can make it permissible.
Something which is general for everybody, that everybody must do this.
Allah Allah.
But then he can pick a person, so he can tell him, you know what, you're an exception, you don't have to do this.
See,
and likewise, in terms of the world, you know, for example, the sun, the moon, the sky, like I just mentioned, all of these, even though they're not part of, in terms of any Shari'i rulings, but even over those, the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has authority. So he has authority in terms of the religious rulings, and along with that, anything else, to the extent that if he wishes, he can even resurrect the dead.
Allah.
So, you know, all of these are authorities and powers. This is the power that our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given. For example, let me just give you one example of where a Shari'i ruling. What are the sort of, if somebody breaks his fast, you know, he was keeping a fast of Ramadan, but he's purposefully broken it. Yeah. So what are the sort of, what does he do?
Either free a slave, otherwise
either free a slave.
Fast for 60 days, or he must feed 60 people.
He must fast for 60 days consecutively. If there's a break, then he has to restart. Or he must feed 60 masakin, so 60 people, he must feed
four
them. I would say four people that are in terms of Sharia, the ruling of the definition of Sharia. These are the only three things, you know. Have you read any other?
No other option.
The scholars, they say there is no other option. So these are the only three options. But in the court of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, an Arabi, a Bedouin, a villager you could say, he comes and he says, Ya Rasulullah, that I was in the state of fasting and I went close to my wife. And, you know, now this action was not allowed during the state of fasting. I did whatever I did and this was not allowed. So the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave him those three choices. You know, are you able to free a slave?
Whoa.
He said, no, Ya Rasulullah. What about, can you fast for a consecutive 60 days? No, I could not even complete one. How am I going to complete 60 days in a row? So then the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says to him that, can you feed 64 people? And he says, no. So the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam instructs him to wait. And after a while, the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam there are some dates that are brought to the court, in the court of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says to him that, take these and distribute these, give these to the poor people in Medina.
Allah.
And he said that, Ya Rasulullah, there is no one more needy than I am in
Allah,
Medina.
Allah.
And the narration states that the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he started to smile until his blessed teeth became apparent.
Allah.
So there are different ways of smiling of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which I described. Sometimes he would smile, and then sometimes he would smile so much that his blessed teeth would become apparent. So he smiled so much, and he says that, go, take these and feed them to your family, and that is you have paid back. Your kafara is done. Your recompense, expiation that you were meant to give is done. So this, you know, and this is in the glorious Quran. This order, and this kafara, this expiation, this method of expiation, and these options, they're mentioned in the Quran. But there is nothing mentioned in the Quran that, you know, take the days and give them to your own family, and you've done what you were meant to do.
Allah.
So this was the authority that our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had on the spot. On the spot, he told him, you do that, and you've done what you needed to do.
Now I think you understand very easily the couplet of Allah, Hazrat, Bakhuda, Khuda.
Allahu Akbar.
نہیں اور کوئی مفر مکر جو وہاں سے ہو یہیں آ کے ہو جو یہاں نہیں وہ وہاں نہیں. Look at whatever Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, it is Sharia. In the terminology of Shariat, one beautiful word is used, that Nabi Pak صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is the Shari. Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is actually, he have authority that whatever he say, it is Shariat. And whatever he want to remove, he have authority. Like the expiation which Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم mashallah said, and it's done. MashaAllah. بخدا خدا کا یہی ہے.
بخدا خدا کا یہی ہے در, نہیں اور کوئی مفر مکر. بخدا خدا کا یہی ہے در, نہیں اور کوئی مفر مکر. جو وہاں سے ہو یہی آ کے ہو, جو وہاں سے ہو یہی آ کے. کے ہو جو وہاں سے ہو یہی آ کے ہو جو یہاں نہیں تو وہاں نہیں صلوا علیہ وآلہ صلوا علیہ وآلہ
خدا خدا کا یہی ہے در تبارک اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی دس کورٹ آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم از دا کورٹ آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی نہیں اور کوئی مفر مقر دیر از نو ادر پلیس آف کنٹینمنٹ اور سولیس جو وہاں سے ہو یہی آ کے ہو whosoever wishes to go there must go here through the court of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی وسلم he who is not here can never be there